Welcome to Bedtime Safari, the newest show by the Bedtime History family. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes every week. Also, be sure to check out our newest book, Explorer Society World's Fair Conspiracy. It's a fast-paced time travel adventure about two teen agents who work for a secret organization that protects history. Their mission? To stop a mysterious enemy from changing the past and messing up the future. Along the way, they visit famous locations, meet famous inventors, and learn why these moments in history matter. Check the show notes for the Amazon link. I'd love for you to check it out, and all proceeds go to supporting Bedtime History. Imagine you're standing at the base of Whistler Mountain in Canada, breathing in the crisp, clean mountain air that feels so fresh it almost sparkles in your lungs. The snow crunches softly under your boots, making that perfect squeaky sound that only fresh powder can make. All around you, the world looks like it's been painted in the most beautiful shades of white, blue, and silver, with tall evergreen trees wearing thick coats of snow like nature's own winter decorations. The morning sun is just beginning to peek over the mountain peaks, casting everything in a gentle golden glow that makes the snow crystals twinkle like millions of tiny diamonds scattered across the mountainside. Take a deep breath and smell that wonderful winter mountain scent. It's clean and cold and pine-scented, with just a hint of wood smoke from the cozy lodges nearby, where families are warming up with hot chocolate after their morning adventures. You can hear the peaceful sounds of a mountain morning all around you. There's the gentle whoosh of wind through the pine branches, the distant laughter of other snowboarders and skiers enjoying the slopes, and the soft mechanical hum of the chairlifts carrying people up to the top of the mountain. Sometimes you'll catch the cheerful ring of ski patrol bells or the friendly calls of instructors helping their students learn to navigate the snowy slopes. Now it's time to strap on your snowboard and experience the magic of gliding down this incredible mountain. Don't worry if you've never snowboarded before. Imagine you're with the kindest, most patient instructor who will help you feel safe and confident. As you slide gently down the beginner slope, you feel like you're floating on a cloud made of snow. The board responds smoothly to your movements, carving gentle S-curves in the soft white powder. After your first snowboarding adventure, let's take off our boards and go for a quiet walk through the winter forest that surrounds the ski resort. The walking trails here are packed down and safe, winding gently between massive pine, fir, and cedar trees that have been growing in these mountains for hundreds of years. Some of these trees are so tall they seem to disappear into the low hanging clouds, and their branches are so heavy with snow they look like giant umbrellas protecting the forest floor below. As we walk along the peaceful trail, keep your eyes open for signs of the amazing wildlife that lives in these Canadian mountains year-round. You might see small tracks in the snow that belong to snowshoe hares, whose feet work like natural snowshoes to help them walk on top of the soft snow. Sometimes you can spot a red squirrel scampering up a tree trunk, its bushy tail helping it balance as it searches for pine cones it buried earlier in the year. The forest here is incredibly quiet and peaceful. The snow acts like a giant soft blanket that absorbs most sounds, so all you hear is the gentle crunch of your own footsteps, and maybe the distant tap-tap-tap of a woodpecker working on a dead tree. This quietness helps you notice small details you might miss in busier places, like the way icicles hang from tree branches like nature's own glass decorations, or how animal tracks tell stories about the secret lives of forest creatures. Look up at the mountain peaks that surround Whistler Village, and you'll see something truly amazing. These mountains are part of the Coast Range, formed millions of years ago when massive pieces of the Earth's surface pushed together and lifted the land high into the sky. The snow and ice on these peaks never completely melts, even in summer, creating permanent glaciers that feed the streams and rivers flowing down through the valleys. Now let's head back to the slopes for another gentle snowboarding adventure. This time we'll try a slightly longer run that takes us through a beautiful area called the Olympic Zone, where some of the 2010 Winter Olympics events took place. As you glide down this slope, you're following in the tracks of some of the world's best winter athletes who came here to compete in front of millions of people watching around the world. The snow conditions at Whistler are perfect for snowboarding because of the area's special climate. The mountains here catch moisture from Pacific Ocean storms, which creates light, fluffy powder snow that's ideal for winter sports. This same snow also supports an incredible ecosystem. Under the snow, small animals like voles and shrews tunnel through a hidden world of grass and fallen leaves, staying warm and finding food even in the coldest months. As we snowboard down the mountain, we can see Whistler Village spread out below us. The village looks like something from a fairy tale, with its colorful buildings designed to look like a European mountain town. The roofs are covered with thick snow, and warm yellow light glows from the windows where people are enjoying hot meals and sharing stories about their mountain adventures. Let's take another peaceful walk, this time around one of the area's frozen lakes. Alta Lake and Green Lake turn into perfect mirrors in winter. Their surfaces covered with thick ice and a layer of snow that makes them look like giant white meadows nestled between the mountains. The indigenous peoples who first lived in this area, including the Squamish and Lilwat nations, used these lakes for transportation and fishing long before Whistler became a ski resort. Walking around the lake, you might be lucky enough to spot some of the area's larger wildlife. Black bears are sleeping deeply in their dens right now, but you might see tracks from deer or even catch a glimpse of a coyote trotting across the snow in the distance. Ravens and Steller's jays add splashes of black and blue color to the white landscape, and they're smart enough to hang around the village looking for drop snacks from visitors. The trees around the lake tell interesting stories about life in the mountains. The evergreens, Douglas fir, western hemlock, and western red cedar, have special features that help them survive the heavy snow loads. Their branches slope downward so snow slides off instead of breaking them, and their narrow, needle-shaped leaves lose less water than broad leaves would in the dry winter air. For our final snowboarding run of the day, let's take the gondola high up the mountain to experience the most breathtaking views Whistler has to offer. The gondola ride itself is peaceful and exciting, carrying you smoothly up through the clouds until you emerge above the tree line, where the world opens up into an incredible panorama of snow-covered peaks stretching as far as you can see. From up here, you can see how the coast mountains connect to other mountain ranges, creating an endless chain of peaks that extends north into Alaska and south into the United States. The view helps you understand how big and wild Canada really is, with vast wilderness areas where wolves, bears, and caribou still roam freely just like they did thousands of years ago. The snowboarding run from this height is longer and more gentle than you might expect. You have plenty of time to enjoy the incredible scenery as you make your way slowly down the mountain. The air up here is so clear and clean it almost seems to sparkle. And the silence is so complete you can hear your own heartbeat and the soft whisper of your board moving through the fresh powder. As your day in Whistler comes to an end, the sun begins to set behind the western peaks, painting the snow-covered mountains in shades of pink, purple, and gold. The temperature starts to drop, and you can see your breath forming small white clouds in the cold air. This is the time when many of the forest animals begin to move around, looking for food and water before settling in for the long, cold night. We hope you enjoyed this journey through Whistler. Be sure to subscribe to be notified of new episodes, and tune in next week for a new adventure. Also, be sure to check out our history show, Bedtime History, for new episodes each week, too.